Welcome everyone to another Friday Roundup podcast. It is the 14th, sorry, not the 14th, it's the 24th of September 2021. We've had a great week. We had our charity bike ride. Janet's going to talk about that in a moment, which finished. And we've had a great coffee morning. We had Steve Evans from Accountest. He was phoning in live from New Zealand. It's over after 10 o'clock his time at night. And we had Jill Poet from Orb, the organisation responsible business. Great talk from her. The recording is now on the website. Just go to iab.org.uk/coffee. And all the previous 3 months' recordings are all there. Janet, over to you.
Thank you, Simon. Well, the charity bike ride was brilliant last week. They set off on Thursday from the office at lunchtime, and they arrived at the Arboretum in Lichfield on the Sunday, again, about lunchtime. They had a fantastic ride. What a great team that I can only applaud what they did. All I did was sit in a car and carry the luggage and made sure that there was food at the appropriate places. But absolutely brilliant. I can't believe how well they did. The weather was good to us too, apart from the Sunday morning where we had a bit of rain, but it wasn't very pleasant for the riders, I have to say, but they did amazingly well, and some really big hills and really scary roundabouts that were very busy. But well done. I think we made our target, which was £10,000, and we're over that now. But just a reminder that this is still going to be our charity up until the 30th of June 2022, when we announce our new charity of the year at our awards event at the House of Commons. IAB Blue, we have module 7 of our AML courses has been released now, and 8's not too far away either. We're hoping that might be up by the end of next week. Sage courses are now available. You can go on to the IAAP website as a member, and this Sage course is there to do. We're also have just signed up with Sage Qualifications to do our regulated courses, level one. So if you've got somebody you would like to take on and like to train, one of our level one courses is just going live in the next week or so, I think. The Bookkeeper magazine will be on your doorstep next week. Should get some nice photographs of what happened on the bike ride as well as lots of information for you and your business. So over to Sarah for any updates.
Brilliant. Thank you, Janet. Yeah, I think I'm slightly still suffering from bike brain. It was absolutely fantastic week. Absolutely fantastic. I can't believe how 12 people came together and the camaraderie of the week. The members, Angie and Caroline, were just superstars, absolutely brilliant. And also our president, Fabian Hamilton as well, MP, he was just a superstar with her because he struggled a bit we think we all did. So really, really good, really good. And fantastic that everyone has been so, so generous in the donations. But anyway, just to give you an update on what we've been issued from HMRC at the moment, I think really just what needs to be drawn to attention is it's now the 30th of September will be the deadline for the fifth SEISS grant, but also furlough finally comes to an end. So 14th of October will be the deadline for any claims up to the end of September to be submitted. I think, as we all know now, during September, employers were able to claim 60% of the furlough and then the normal top-ups. I won't go into that now because hopefully furlough is behind us. But I think what's important now is what happens next. So what employers need to do now is prepare for that scheme to be closed on 30th September, work out their final claim, and then also there needs to be a consideration now about bringing employees back to work. So employers will need to bring their employees back to work on the agreed terms and conditions, or agree any changes to their terms and conditions with them, or consider ending their employment. So there's lots of information on the government website about how to end those furlough arrangements. And what also must just be drawn to attention is equality and discrimination laws do apply in the usual way. Also, with the scheme, any employees that are on notice periods, you cannot use the furlough scheme for that. So if you've had any notice periods for statutory notice periods during September, they can't be claimed for. So don't put that through in your last claim. There is support available for employees if they are unable to return to work. Again, more information on the government website, but there are some schemes available. So there's Kickstart scheme and there's the Plan for Jobs as well. They're two good schemes at the moment. But again, normal redundancy rules and protections apply to furloughed employees. So don't just assume because furlough ends that you can finish with an employee. And also there is help for those that are unfortunate to lose their jobs as well. Again, as I said, I'm going to keep reiterating back to the government website as well. So and there is a government help to grow scheme for businesses too that are looking to grow, hopefully, as we see the end of furlough as well. And that's really the main points for me today. So yeah, hopefully that's the end of furlough. So over to you, Simon.
Excellent. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Janet, as well. Yeah, and just to go back over the cycles, I just want to give you some stats. In total, it was 196 miles and 10,500 feet of climb. It was very hot weather, actually. Rob Harvey from the AML, you probably know him from there. We were marshalling it on our motorbike, so sitting around in hot leathers. it wasn't very pleasant, but that was nothing compared to what the riders went through. Coming up High Wycombe, we now know why High Wycombe is called High Wycombe, because it is incredibly high. And the roundabout, man alive, it was, imagine the M25 on a really bad day. It was like that. I don't know how people do it. So these cyclists, which you don't really have a great deal of protection, cycling around there, it was crazy, absolutely crazy. So we're trying to keep them safe and make sure they're doing well. But everyone did absolutely fantastically. They really did. David Taylor, one of the directors, I'm naming him the Whippet. He was always first, but I think 2 weeks before he'd just done the London to Paris ride. So he was fit for it anyway. So it was 196 miles in total, 10,500 feet of climb, over 9,000 calories burnt. So they could all stuff themselves with cake at the end of it, and 15 hours of cycling total. And the total at the moment is £10,124.69. And this all goes to build an education and information centre above Gold Beach. And I talked about this in the coffee morning. George Batts, MBE, he's 96 years young now. He was there at the start. It was a true privilege to meet him. You know, we talk about celebrities and heroes today with kind of a bit of flippancy. When you meet someone like that, he is a true hero. What he has seen and gone through, and something, Sarah, that you really, that really stuck with me, you said it's only when he got to his 70s did he kind of make sense of his life. Was everything he'd gone through in the second interview I've done with him. If you go onto the IAB podcast, you'll see them all there. The thing that really struck me was he said that, you know, he'd lost his childhood, and he had, really. His teenage years, all those formative years. So you think of our teenage today, if you listen to this, you've got teenage kids. When he was a teenager, he was there training to go into battle. And the stories he tells on the podcast, there's two I did now, of what he witnessed was just horrendous. So this is why we wanted to do this cycle ride. We wanted to build this education centre to educate the next generations that we should never, ever have to have this kind of stuff again, this tyranny, these battles where so many people, I mean, 22,447 servicemen and women lost their lives. So look, the charity is, as Janet said, it's still open. We want to try. I'd love to double this donation. Let's make it 20,000, because this is something that will last and last. It's not just a fleeting thing. This is something that's going to go up, be built, and educate future generations. So it's really important. So we've made a quick link from the IAB website, which goes to the Just Giving page. So it's iab.org.uk/cycle, iab.org.uk/cycle. Donate whatever you can. Please, we'd love to smash this total. It's when Sarah told George the total a few days ago, he was in tears, which is just amazing. This means so much to him, and it means so much to us as well. So that's the cycle updates. Next thing on the agenda is join an ambassador group. Do get involved. It's everybody, all the ambassadors. I think we have 11 now, is that right? 11 or 12, I can't remember, all up and down the country, everything from Stirlingshire right down to Somerset, Eastbourne, all through the middle as well, Durham, West Midlands, Hertfordshire, Essex and Kent. It's about joining a group so you can get support, a small group, maximum of six people, headed up by an IMB ambassador. You can join, you don't need to live close to them. It's all done via Zoom, but it's a fantastic way of building connections with other bookkeepers, and you help each other out and you grow your practices together. The feedback we've had is, and we get them weekly, is fantastic. So do go and join. If you want to know more information, go to the IAB website. So iab.org.uk/ambassador. Or if you can't find that, just go to where it says joining the IAB, scroll down. It's a drop-down menu. It's at the bottom there. It says join an ambassador group. Really, 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 I will say again, really worth joining. It's fantastic. It doesn't cost you anything. It all comes with part of the membership. It's really worth doing. And the final thing on the agenda for today is IAB stories. You as a members, we want to know more about you, what makes you tick, and we want to share your stories, your success stories. You know, what goes on in your life? What do you enjoy? And what's your passion in bookkeeping? And we're going to be building up some social media collateral, and we want to be sharing your stories. And what that will also do is help promote your business. So do get involved. Ruth will be getting in contact with you. I'm part of that as well, so I'll be interviewing you if we can do it via Zoom, but if not, do it over the phone or however you're more comfortable with. But yeah, we want to share your stories and help build your business. So that's it for this podcast, 24th of September. Thank you very much for listening. Next coffee morning we've got coming up, which is going to be fantastic. That will be on the 6th of October. And we've got, let me just quickly do that in a sec. We've got Stephen Rell from Corona Eye. He'll be discussing the proposed reforms to basis periods. Should the rules be enacted, they will have a significant effect on many sole traders and partnerships. We also have Julian Taverner from Alternative Business Funding, powered by Funder Finder, to remind us of this valuable member benefits. It's how they get a range of fundings from across the UK. So that's it from me, Janet and Sarah. Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to not getting on a bike this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And just lastly, I'll keep saying lastly, but the website is updated almost on a daily basis. We get a lot of information through, and they all go up as blog posts on the IAAP website as well. So if you're, you know, after the latest information, do check out the website. It's all on there, podcast and blog as well. But that's enough from me. Janet, Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Until next time, take care. Have a great weekend. Bye now.